All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. Welcome to the second hour of Current Issues, the radio show. Mark, Carl from Montreal really had thrown a lot of points and a lot of ideas, and I'm surprised that, you know, we're really getting out there now. We have a lot of people who are beginning to change their minds and change their thinking about what they see. And he said one thing that I wish everyone listening to us can start. I know everyone listening to us knows that already, but I wish if they start teaching others, because the only way, we don't have the billions of dollars to reach the masses. The only way we can reach the masses is if everybody reaches somebody else. That's how we multiply. That's how we become a force to contend with. But you know, he mentioned that the reason is because, you know, dispensationalists in the government, which we do have some of that, but we also have others who even, you know, I really think world leaders don't believe in God, period. I mean, I'll go along and put my reputation on the line by saying these people don't believe in God, because if they believe in God, they will do what God said. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. I would say if they don't deny God, they at least don't fear Him.
They don't fear. Okay, that's a much better way to put it. Yes, if they don't deny Him, they don't fear Him. And when you have people who are using God to kill other people, that's wrong. That's when I say you don't know anything about God, because God did not create you to kill another one of His creation. It would have been much easier for Him not to create that if He knew. Well, of course He knew, because God knows everything that's going to happen. But if, you know, then you bring in, you know, there's not just the reason America is acting the way it is just because the dispensationalists. Of course, that is a force to be reckoned with. Those people who believe that they will rapture and they will be sitting on the right-hand side of God watching us here going through turmoil. Because you know what is happening in Gaza, if anyone needs to come now, it is Jesus. Because what is happening, what is Israel is doing, you know the funny thing, I was interviewing someone for a job, and on my computer I was reading a story, and it had Israel something, and right away, now this person is not really a religious person, she does not go to church all the time, and right away she goes, of course she did not know me, and she did not know why I had that article on the computer. It's just the title of that article was Israel something, and right away she goes, oh, I feel sorry for the Israelis. They are God-chosen people, and oh, it is so sad that they're going through that. And it's like, what?
You're fired.
No, actually, I hired her. So we'll be right back, and I'll tell you more about this story.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening live to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me tell you, finish telling you my story. No, I actually, you know, hired this person, and we did not talk about politics. Of course, I did not want to bring up politics in a job interview, but, you know, it just happened that it was on my computer screen, an article with Israel on it. But what really it is, it's a shock. Now, this person, very much not religious, does not go to church every Sunday or whatever, but yet she had it engraved in her brain that these people are God's chosen people, and it is sad what's happening to them. Now, I'm thinking, number one, let's forget about the God chosen people thing. Even if they were, what is happening to them? They're getting billions of dollars. They are living, they are getting more money than United States citizens from our own tax money. They're getting the benefit of your hard-working, earned money, and they're getting the whole United States Army to go and fight wars for them. So I'm thinking, okay, I probably have a lot to do work on this lady with changing her mind. But the question is, you know, forget about this lady. How did this lady become with the opinion that she has that, number one, these are God's chosen people? So there's nothing, absolutely nothing, these people can do that anyone will see wrong with it. And it doesn't matter what they were chosen for. You know, if you are chosen to be hanged, that doesn't mean that's pretty good for you. I think, you know, they were chosen by God for a specific reason, and that reason, actually, it was at that time, and they did not even fulfill the agreement with God. It's just like if I choose you, Mark, and say, hey, Mark, I choose you to go to the store for me, and when you bring me back dozen of donuts, I'm going to give you $5. Well, you come back and you say, you chose me, where's my $5? Like, where's my donut? Anyhow, we'll talk about this more, but let me go to Jim in Texas. Come on up, Jim.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Actually, what you were just talking about, Hisham, was God's chosen people, and I think truly they are, because they were chosen to lead the world astray, so to speak, and to probably destroy the world, because that's what they've been doing ever since they were chosen. So that's my opinion on that. And your earlier conversations on the Gaza situation, Mark was right on that the Israelis planned this, more or less. And what they're hoping to do is give the people in Gaza the option of either leave for Egypt permanently, where you will live a slightly better life, possibly, or come back to what we're going to keep doing to you over and over again. So it's giving them a Hobson's choice, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're right, Jim, with that, because I don't know if Israel planned it. But Israel, you know, sometimes you don't even have to plan. When you have the upper hand, you very much force people to do things that you know they will do. And when you cut off electricity and you cut off everything and people are dying in hospitals, and actually people in Gaza hospitals have died because the power went out. Now, when you know, Israel, if they did not plan those explosives, Israel knew that that's what's going to happen. So let's force these people at doing that. So if they did not actually plan it directly, they planned it indirectly. Now, I agree with you on the other thought that, you know what? Now, if Israel decides to go and take over the border crossings, well, guess what happens? You have 500,000 Palestinians on the Egyptian side, and they will... They can't go back because, hey, guess what? You left, and Egypt and the United Nations would have to find a little place for them, which is nothing strange. You know, the Palestinians have been living in camps for the last 60 years. So what another refugee camp in the desert of in the Sinai desert? You know, no big deal. Let them wander there for another 40 years. So it's – I agree with you. You know, is it benefiting Israel? Yes. Has Israel benefited from this? Yes. Did they plan it? I don't know, but they indirectly definitely planned it when they forced these people, squeezed them into that only one valve that was left for them.
That's a form of planning, because they gave them the option to sit there and starve to death or die of disease, or they couldn't very well charge the Israeli side of the fence, which that's nothing but a gigantic concentration camp anyway. They couldn't charge them because that's where the tanks and the planes and everything are. So they only had one option, over the wall or through the wall. That's it. That's the only option they had. They can't go into the sea, can't survive there. So they only had one option. So therefore, I believe it was purposely planned this way, because when you only leave people with one option, that's the option you're going to take.
Right. But, you know, my opinion of why, you see, Israel wants, and truly, they don't want Gaza. Israel, what they want to do, and I don't think they will, I will be really surprised if they go close the border. You know, they might, you know, saying that, oh, Hamas now can bring in all these guns and stuff. You know, we watch in the borders there, and everything that is coming through that border is poor people going there, picking up whatever they can, food and supplies, and bring them back to Gaza. Now, I'm not expecting the Israelis to go in and close the border and tell these people that you're gone. What really they want to do, they want to keep the border open with Egypt and let Egypt worry about Gaza, and that way... You see, what the ultimate Israeli desire is to have Gaza split completely from the West Bank. Be a totally different country, not a Palestinian land anymore. Call it Gaza, call it whatever. You are Gazans, you're not Palestinians, and then we will deal with what's left in the West Bank. That's what Israel's ultimate goal is. And they said it. It's not something that... So this is going along with... their master plan, which is to completely divide Gaza and split it away from the West Bank. Mark?
Yeah, but the thing is, this is their plan.
I'm sorry, go ahead,
it has been since 48. that they're going to make the Palestinians and several Israeli leaders over the last 60 years have talked about this. They're going to make their life so miserable they'll want to leave. And once they leave, they're never going to let them back. And the same thing's going to happen to the West Bank.
True.
That's happening to Gaza. It's just a bigger problem for the Israelis.
They can do this as a test case. Yes, you're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, the walls that they are building around Palestinian cities in the West Bank is designed to do nothing but that. You know, they're killing as many Palestinians as they can. But one thing about the Palestinians, they reproduce. You know, they got nothing else to do but reproduce. So
kind of like Mark Glenn.
Kind of like Mark Glenn. You know, got nothing to do in Idaho, so he just reproduces. You know, so but what is really happening here is you're absolutely right. The Israelis are even shocked. It's like, what is it that we're going to do to these people to make them leave? Yes, they want to kick them on the other side of the river. They want Palestine. They wanted a Jewish state. They said it, that they have a Jewish state. So they don't want any Palestinians. Now, that includes, you see, a lot of times when people think of Palestine, they think of Muslim Palestinians. No,
yeah.
There are Muslim and Christian Palestinians, and they are both. Believe me, Israel is not giving the Christians any slacks because the United States is supposedly a Christian country, and we're getting our money from a Christian country, so maybe we will go lenient on these Christians. No, they are killing Christians. They are preventing Christians. You know, they have a law there. If you try to propagate the religion, if you send missionaries, if you send any of these people, if you try to convert a Jew, forget it. You go in to jail. If you even try to convert anyone, you know, it's a law in Israel that you do not. You want to have a church? That's fine. Come worship your God here, which they don't believe in the God that Christians worship. You know, they think it's a totally different God. Why but, Christians think they go back to these people, I have no idea.
But you're kind of understating what they actually want. What they actually want and actually believe they can get is they want greater Eretz Israel, which is from the Nile to the Euphrates. That's what they want. That's considered greater Israel. That's been their plan all along, which includes Syria, Jordan, a good part of Saudi Arabia, almost the entire Middle East sector. They're parts of almost every country.
You are right. And if you look at the Likud platform, you will see that in there. And if you look at the Israeli shekel, which is money, they're like a coin dollar, you will see on the back of it the map that you are suggesting, which is from the Nile to the Euphrates. Now, are they gonna be able to control that? Well, they're going to have a hell of a time controlling it demographically. They don't have enough Jews in the world who will go there and populate these areas, but they are working on controlling it politically and economically. If you look at what's happening now, Israel is in control because the largest Arab country and supposedly the strongest Arab country, which is Egypt, it could not even open up the border. When Gaza was dying, the Gazans had to blow up the wall and force the Egyptians to accept the status quo. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Jim.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark.
Yes, Dr. Tai.
How is your old truck running?
which one?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They're both old.
Yeah, I don't have a car that's less than 20 years old.
Yeah, how they're running okay?
They're doing okay. Okay. I can get about 5 miles down the road, and then I have to put water back in the...
Well, you know, I have a product for you that's going to make it much, much better for you. But you see, this is the deal. When you buy a bottle, you get one free. So you get your bottle, and you send me mine free. I'm gonna give you information right. You know, it's called SFR. It's one of the new sponsors that we have here at RBN. SFR provides more power to your automobile. See, you need more power, especially going uphill and in the snow and all that stuff. You know, this SFR has been the leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years. SFR manufactures fuel additives, products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. Improve performance. I wonder if you can mix it with your drink or something. No, don't try that.
Well, yeah, it says, I've already got eight kids. So I might wind up with 16 by year's end.
So it says, like, to improve performance and extend equipment life, you know?
Hmm. Okay. Stop it, you nasty.
SFR.
Are you there? He got disconnected? Well, that was God's way of punishing him for telling dirty jokes.
Hey,
all right,
you know what?
Hashem, is he back?
Yeah, I'm back. But I think when I said that, you know, I don't know if probably I think the producer just cut me off because I was naughty. But, okay. Well, but
you're
listen.
Just admit it. You're jealous.
Yeah, I am. You know, what
you've,
can I say?
You've been here.
You know,
you've seen my kids.
It's just reading that, you know, reading that to improve performance and extend equipment life. It's like, yes! But anyhow, it's your truck. You know, we're talking about your truck here. Now, don't cut me off again now. SFR will provide you with free bottle. Listen, this is the most important thing. They will provide you with free bottle when you purchase a bottle at regular price of $9.99, money back guarantee, even on shipping. The number is 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371. What are you waiting for?
Actually,
remember,
you know what? I probably will get some of that.
Well, get that, but remember, you know, you're going to pay the $9.99 for your bottle, and you're going to send me my free bottle because I told you about it. But you know what? As a matter of fact, we do need, as hosts, we've got to try this product if we're going to say something about it.
Well,
and I'm taking their word for it. But you know what? Hey, if they send it, that's fine. You know, I'll send you a free bottle. Anyhow, I'm sorry. Let's see. I think we have Carl calling back. Did we still have Jim on the line or no? I think he's gone, but I think he had a lot of – Jim still there? No. I mean, yes? He's gone. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Carl from Montreal. He's calling back. Go ahead,
yeah.
Carl.
I was listening in. I got disconnected. And I totally agree with you. It's not just the dispensationalists. It's all these other people that declare, just like it says in Titus. I had a scripture there. Titus 1, I believe, is 16 or 18, where they declare to know God, but by their works they deny him, being detestable and disobedient and worthless for any good deed. And also says, you know, the love of God is observing his commandments. You know, and I totally agree with you. And but there was one thing about the other caller saying that the Jews don't serve the same God. I mean, they do believe in the God of the Old Testament, which his name is Yahweh, which is the Father of Christ. But they don't believe in Christ, the Messiah, as being, you know, Christ as being the Messiah. But you know, some Christians and some people have a different interpretation, you know, of Christ than other Christians do. But, I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. I was trying to listen in on the call. But another thing was with Moses, what you said in Exodus 19, where Moses came and when Moses went up on the mountain and God called out to him, and he told him that to tell the house of Jacob and the sons of Israel, you know, that they've seen what was done to the Egyptians. And but it says, and then it goes on in verse 5, Exodus 19, verse 5, and it says clearly, and now if you will strictly obey my voice and indeed keep my covenant, then you will certainly become my special people. And there was a condition, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be my people. And then in verse 9, or verse 8, then the people answered and said that all that God has spoken we are willing to do. So they did agree to what God wanted. There was a condition involved. If they keep the commandments, then they will be God's special people. And then they broken the covenant. It said that in the Bible, you know.
Right.
So it clearly says, you know, it was a conditional, you know, covenant.
It's just like, I don't know if you heard the my metaphor that I used with Mark. I told him, I said, if I choose you to receive $5 from me, but I want you to go get me a dozen of donuts, you can't come back and tell me to give you the $5 if you did not bring the donuts.
Exactly.
So, you know, if what the Jews want to do is they want to be chosen, but they did not want to fulfill the what God had required of them. Appreciate it, Carl. We are coming to a break right now, so we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, one thing I forgot to do today, which is say hello to everyone in the chat room. And I missed a lot of what went on in there, so I am so sorry. But hello, everyone in the chat room. Of course, to join the chat, all you have to do is go to republicbroadcasting.org, and on the left-hand side, you will click on chat. Very simple. You have to do like a very small registration, like username, etc. But it is a lot of conversations normally go on, and we get a lot of reactions from people in the room, except today I forgot. Were you in here since the beginning, Mark?
We've been sitting here talking about you in a very disrespectful way the entire show.
I believe it, because you did not even tell me, hey, why don't you come to the chat room? You see, I know now I know how you operate. But, you know, what we were thinking, or do we still have somebody online? I think I finished with Carl. Is Carl still on? No. Okay. You know, I asked the question and I answered very quickly, not even giving them time to answer. You know, I'm reading something in... Remind me here, Mark. Is there something that we needed to... Or can we go into something else?
No.
Is there something left? We say we'll talk about it when we come back from the break?
Well, we're doing our usual business of getting into religion, which is fine. I think that...
Just tell me you don't remember. But
I remember it perfectly. In fact,
you know what
I even remember your birthday, but I'll bet you don't remember mine.
Let me tell you something, okay? One thing I don't remember is birthdays. The other day I was at the pharmacy, and you know, you have to have the person's birthday that, you know, to so they can enter it in the computer. And it was for my wife, and I stood there. I mean, I knew when her birthday is, but at that moment, I could not think of it. And it's like, I said, okay, look, this is really bad, but give me a second. And, of course, you know, the girl was laughing. But, you know, needless to say that I did forget sometimes my anniversary date. Like, I would remember it all the way, like, the days before until the anniversary day, and just forget about it completely. But anyhow, you know, what Carl was saying is, and when he said about, you know, we don't really have time to get into the Jewish thing, but I think next time I will talk, because I know a lot about the Jewish religion, and the Jewish religion that, I think we talked about this last time, Mark, that what we bring the Bible back to the Jewish religion is really to the to not the Jewish religion per se, but to God's religion, to God's instructions to Moses and before him Abraham, because Moses, when he came, he very much respected what Abraham had taught, and he followed up with what Abraham was saying. And when Jesus came, he came to very much fulfill the Moses doctrine. He did say that himself. And so the problem is, things did happen to the Jewish religion that until today we still call it the Jewish religion, but it's actually have nothing to do with the Jewish religion that was back then. And they don't really, they don't say, no, it's not either. And we can talk about this, the history of the Jewish religion, and how this is why we have right now, Mark, is people saying, well, what is Jewish? You see, Jewish is no longer a religion. Jewish has become a state of mind. Jewish has become, even though some people like to actually call it a race, I do not call it a race. Maybe there is such a thing as the Jewish race, but I am not willing to accept the fact that all Jews in the world is one race, because the Jews of Ethiopia are not the same as the Jews. They're not the same race. Don't tell me that these blacks of Ethiopia are the same race as the whites of Europe who are Jews. So let's just put that to a rest. They are not one race, but they are different races with the same mindset. Mm-hmm. Now, I have in the chat room, people are saying, can an atheist be a proper American? Or can a Jew be a proper American? Well, what kind of nonsense is that? I guess, you know, well, let me ask you. And someone is saying that I'm a terrible person. Why? You are a terrible human being. You are beyond redemption for forgetting that day you have upset you off. Oh, my God. Okay. You know, I started reading. You know, someone is... Someone is saying, you are a terrible being, Tilawi. Yes, 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 but, you know, I think I did tell her about that incident in the and the pharmacy. So, I Mark, can an atheist become a I don't know what's a proper American, but a proper American?
That's a tough call, but I generally think, I mean, look, I know
what
atheists.
What do you mean it's a tough call? What the heck does a proper American have anything to do with atheist?
Well, I'm going to answer the question,
all right,
if you'll let me answer it.
All right, qualify your answer.
I think that people can be moral in terms of what we call natural law, and at the same time, they can be atheists or agnostics. I have friends who are declared atheists, and yet when it comes to understanding right and wrong, they do a pretty good job. By the same token, I have a lot of friends who are believers in God and very religious, and yet they think that killing all of these millions of people in the Middle East is a good thing. So simply trying to divide people along the lines of whether or not they believe in God or not, and saying that this is the qualifying aspect as to whether or not they can be good citizens, I think is a waste of time. Obviously, we can find plenty of... I mean, look at George Bush. He calls himself a Christian. He says Jesus Christ is the most important person in his life.
Look. Now, we know he lied. So do you think we're going to believe him when he says that he is a Christian? No. Listen, Mark, the people in the chat room want us to get Eustace Mullins on the show. So maybe we will oblige for next week if we can, if he is available. So I guess we'll give Eustace a call. He's a very interesting guy. I think we need to get him while he's still kicking. Maybe we do need to send him some of that SFR that we were talking about, you know, improves.
You know,
I still can't get over improves performance and extends life.
Well,
but anyhow, yeah, I know the guys, you know, were joking in the room. I understand, but listen, you know, when God created us, I mean, I do believe in God. But now, who is He? I guess I can't really name Him, but I'll go along with whoever you think God is. Then God is whoever you think it is. Now, if God or whoever created us, He did put in us some of His own. We are created in a God's like, which is, we are just if we think about being just, but we can also forget about God and be unjust. Because that's, you know, what you're talking about. If it's an atheist, you know, is believing in God, the religion God, is what makes you not do, not steal and not cheat and not lie? I don't think so. Because guess what? You want to get down to it? Many people say they believe in God, but yet they still cheat, they still lie, they still steal, they still do everything that God tells them not to do, but every week they are at church, every night they read the Bible. You ask them, do you believe in God? He'll tell you, yeah, of course I believe in God. And that's when you have to divide this. You have to draw the line. It is the person himself or what he does in his own conscience is, to me, what God is. You, your own God. You, your own little God inside of you. Now, God created you and God gave you the brains and God gave you the instincts to do what's right and to stay away from what's wrong. But God cannot hold your hand when you're stealing and tell you, slap you on the hand and say, don't steal, I am God. He left that up to you. You see, He gave us some instructions, but He also gave us some choices. I'm telling you this, but you don't want to do it, you are on your own. Mark.
And following up on that, I would like to say this is how, you know, when people ask me about this whole chosen people business and whatnot, this basically is the story of these people. You know, I liken it to when Jesus gave the parable of the prodigal son. And you have all of these sons, and you have one of them who is wayward. He wants his inheritance now. And when he gets his inheritance, what does he do? Does he go off and start a business? Does he start a family? Does he do charitable work with it? No. He basically blows it all on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And the father is waiting every day for that son to return. Now, this is how I see these people throughout history, whether we call them Jews today or whether we call them the Israelites of the Old Testament. I think that they have always been a wayward, rebellious people. And God has been waiting for thousands of years for these people to figure out that it's wrong to lie, it's wrong to cheat, it's wrong to steal, it's wrong to kill, it's wrong to covet your neighbor's wife and your neighbor's goods. And these people, except for a few brief periods in their history, they have never figured these things out, and that is why we find ourselves in the mess that we're in today.
Very good on that thought. Let's go to Texas with Mark. Come on up, Mark.
Thank you, Hesham.
You're welcome.
Did you ever read the book The Kite Runner?
No, I have not.
It's by an Afghani, repatriated Afghani into Northern California. I think his name is Khaled Hosseini. And they were at a gathering of Afghani folks up in Northern California and the Bay Area, and they were remembering Amir, who is the narrator, his father's sense of humor. He and his father had passed on a few years prior to that. And they quoted him as saying, "There are only three men in the world, the great brash United States Savior, England, and Israel. All the rest are just gossiping old women." And, I mean, he was being slightly facetious, and he says, "I'm not a religious person." And he says, "And so I'm accused by Muslims as being pro-Jewish." He says, "Listen, if you want to help," he says, "help the Palestinians." You know, obviously with food and, you know, whatever else you can get in there. And I think he's got a good point, because in terms of my government, in terms of the English people who have been kicking the world's butt for many centuries, and now Israel, who's rising in power, you know, this is like the modern-day Caesar. And Jesus says, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Obviously, sometimes we might have to take persecution for our conscience. But, you know, I don't think we should be resentful at the human power structure, because it's a passing thing. And from what I hear about the New World Order's plans, at some point, just as soon as the Jewish wedge has done its job in the Middle East of de-sovereignizing the area, I have no doubt that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the British royal family, they're going to let Moscow and Cairo and the Vatican have their way with Israel, which they've been just slavering to do for a long time. What do you think?
Yes. I agree with you, and I always said that this world that we live in today is governed and ruled by money. These governments that we see in all these different states are all of them without any exception, they are tied in strings to the power of money. The only time you see these differences is because there are differences way on top of the money chain. That's why you see differences. But do we have a world order? Yes. Do we have world government? I can tell you that we do have world government by money, and money is what governs the world, because every country is the world right now. It cannot survive. You see, in the old days, empires may have survived because they used to very much, you know, they did not need much except to eat and work. And they used to very much sustain life in those countries. But right now, no country can sustain itself unless it is tied in with other countries, especially when it comes to the monetary system and when it comes to commerce, international trade. And those on the top who are controlling the money system and the trade, they are all of the same color. Mark?
I agree for the most part, although I do not necessarily agree with his earlier assertion that they're going to allow Israel to be destroyed by Russia and China. I don't think so. The Rothschilds have always had a special place in their heart for rebuilding the Jewish state that was destroyed 2,000 years ago. And I think that they plan to keep it there just as long as possible, because...
Okay, Mark, we lost you there for a second. I didn't think Mark said that they were going to allow Israel to be destroyed?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I must have missed that. I thought he said the Rockefellers, they will not allow Israel to be destroyed.
No, I think he said that they...
Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you're on.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. What I meant was, if you look at the New World Order and its philosophical or religious impetus, they're Luciferian. They don't like Orthodox Jews, Orthodox Christians, or Orthodox Muslims at all. And to the extent that there are good, upstanding Jews in Israel, they'd love to see those God-fearing people destroyed right along with the Muslims and the Christians. Don't you think?
Okay, no, so you did say that these people would want to see the Jews destroyed? Is that what you said?
As soon as the Jews have fulfilled their mission of desovereignizing the heads of the CPS.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mark, for the call. We only have like a few minutes left in the show. So I guess we will, when we come back from the break, we have a couple of minutes to shed some light on that last thought that the Jews destroyed, etc., etc. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we only have a few minutes to go to the end of the show, but let me very much say a couple of comments about destroying the Jews. As a matter of fact, and we will have to talk about this subject like a whole 2 hours, but let me briefly tell you that Judaism and the Jews have been destroyed many times over in past histories, and they came back in a different way, different life, different, but they still call themselves Jews. They were destroyed when they were taken to Babylon, and they came up with the Talmud that became the new religion, but they did not call themselves Talmudians, they still called themselves Jews. And also in the year 68 AD and 70 AD, that was the end of the Sadducees Judaism, which was very much replaced by the new form of Judaism that went throughout Europe until very much the 18th century, when their Messiah showed up, which is the Zionist organization. Because right now, the Jews are entering a phase of a different kind of Jews, which is the Zionism.
Hashem? Well, Hashem is gone. That means I get to take over for a minute since I never get a chance to speak. I agree with Hashem. One of the comments that I would make concerning the caller's remarks is I tend to steer away from a lot of this stuff, getting into the Luciferians and the Freemasons and all the rest of the stuff. I know they're out there and I know they're operating, but I think we should stick with what we can prove. And right now, when it comes to Zionism and Israel and Judaism and all the rest of it, we have right in front of us raw proof, raw information, and we see the effects of it taking place in front of us right now. And so when I hear people talking about the Luciferians and all these other secret societies, I know that they're there, but I think that it tends to drag us off into non-productive discussions, in my opinion. And Hashem, are you back yet?
I don't know. Have I ever left?
You did, yes. You were
gone.
Can
you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I continued hearing you, so I did not hear any anyone. Okay, now they're telling me I was got cut off for a little while. Okay, well, I don't know what you heard and what you did not hear, but my opinion is, see, the Jews, the Orthodox Jews, they are against the state of Israel because they're not supposed to go back until the Messiah comes in. Now, what the many Jews out there think that the Messiah did come, and the Messiah is the Zionist organization that started back in the 1800s. So, is the caller in a way correct ending Judaism? I would say Zionism is taking over Judaism, and it's totally different animal. That you have to deal with it in a totally different way. But would the Rockefeller kill the Jews? No, but they will change them into different kind of Jewish. Jewishness will mean totally different to these people, but they will still be the same thing. I don't know. What do you think, Mark? We've got like a minute left.
I think you're mostly right, although I do not draw a distinction between Zionism and Judaism. One is political and one is religious. But they're two.
Well, I did not. No. Wait a minute. In that analogy, in others, yeah, I do draw the line. But in that particular analogy, I did not. And we're just going to have to settle this. We'll square off next time. I'm Hashem Talawi saying goodbye, good night, go do the right thing. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Good night.